Hey, Stein, I had a great week of eating artichokes. I love artichokes. Do you eat them?
Now you're putting me on the spot, Nancy. I've got to confess to you and all the food for thought eaters that other than those ones that come in the little jar, I've never had an artichoke in my life, even though we grow them in our garden.
Well, you have a beautiful garden. I've seen it. And I've tried to grow artichokes and failed. What are yours like?
Well, they're about 5 feet high when they get up there and they get the big artichoke globy looking thing on it. But we never pluck them and eat them. We always wait for them to just bloom because it puts out this beautiful electric bluish purpley kind of a bloom. And I just love to look at it. And that plus, I'm not really sure what you do with an artichoke.
Well, I think you need to get to the store right now while artichokes are really coming into season and they're just gorgeous. The reason I got so excited about the chokes I ate this week was because sometimes they look tired and, you know, the petals are open a little too much. But I saw these beautiful, enormous, probably the biggest artichokes I've ever seen.
How big were they, Nancy?
I had to put them in my
bowling ball bag.
No, I had to put them in my big 7.5-quart Le Creuset because the regular pot that I would steam them in wouldn't fit 2 artichokes. In fact, I had to cut them in half, which I don't usually do, but it's not a bad idea because they steam more quickly that way. You want to do that lengthwise. Get them steamed. And the truth is, I just like to eat them plain steamed with butter.
Now, I've read stuff about, okay, here's how you cut out the choke in an artichoke. I don't even know what that is. Do you need to cut anything out or can you just throw them in there and steam them?
Okay, the choke is the heart of the artichoke. It's the part that if you were to let it mature, because you have to remember what we're eating when we eat an artichoke is the immature bud, the immature blossom. If we left it, it would become the gorgeous thing that you appreciate in your garden.
So those chokes are the things that come in the little glass jars, I guess.
That's what you're looking at. But the best part, I think, is that people often throw out is the stem end. So right now, what I found were these gorgeous chokes with a long stem end attached. So you want to cut the end of it off, peel that with a vegetable peeler or not, you know, depends on how fussy you are, and steam that along with the rest of the artichoke. You can slice it, put it in stir fries, put it in a salad, put some olive oil on it and stick it in the fridge, right?
Yeah. Well, this all sounds great. I've got to try this. It's absurd that I've never really eaten an artichoke that didn't come out of a glass jar.
And Stein, I also want to tell you, if you go to the store, and I beg you to do it now, when you pick up an artichoke, you want it to be nice and heavy in your hand. So feel them the same way you do, say, a good melon. You can boil them in a little bit of salt water. You want them to just get al dente. You can roast them. You can steam them, as I do. And I would suggest that given how many wonderful artichokes are at the store right now, buy a couple of extras, especially when the price is starting to come down. And if you're going to go to the trouble of steaming or boiling a couple of artichokes, make twice as many because they keep really well. And then you can just make a whole meal out of one delicious artichoke.
Just stick them in the fridge, huh? No special treatment needed.
Yeah, just cool them down. And once they're cool, put them in the fridge covered.
Okay, I am going to report back to you next week on my artichoke adventure with KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Get to the heart of it.
Leeson. I think it's time.